If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. And thank you guys for joining in and tuning in as it contributed on the Sartor Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. And you folks who have called in, greatly appreciate it. Kids, gather around. Uncle Jay is about to drop knowledge for you. Do not take these as betting suggestions. I remind you, do not.
I got to do well this week, man. You know, they upset. You know, brother, take over. And they say you start firing people, running people off, man.
Don't put this on me. What is
hey, they said you took HNIC to the whole new level.
Right.
Man.
It was like, no.
You just reverse psychology. You did reverse, like, reverse worldly issues.
Well, it was just funny.
You can't give brother no type of power, man.
Yeah, I'm in New York City minding my business. I'm minding my business. Actually, I was minding myself my business the week before when we was here in Lincoln, and when people told me what was going on, and I'm like, okay. So yeah, for the folks who said some dirty stuff, I forgive y'all. I really do. Some of y'all went hard. Like Jay, like I was gonna turn you into DJ Jay Foreman, and you was gonna do hip hop, old school hip hop for 3 hours a day.
Oh, that'd been all right.
Look at Dick. Look at it.
I've been all right.
You don't think it will work, Nick? Okay. All right. So we're going to go through the NFL schedule. We'll go through the college playoff schedule and a couple of the bowl games since Jay will.
That's
not
a big old tight end right there, boy.
That's a big boy.
6'6", 260.
Wait a minute. So are you not even calling tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay. I was going to say, wait a minute. That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot. And I got to find out if Kevin Meyer's coming tomorrow. And then Barry's good. So we'll take that in. Let's start with the first game on Sunday. Philly at 8-7 versus Washington at 6-9.
I'm going Philly.
I don't know what's going on in D.C. I don't know what that was. That performance the other night was embarrassing. You give 50 burger to Dallas.
That was
terrible.
They ran the score up on y'all, Cavs.
Well, but here's the – so, there, Jay, I don't know if you've ever lined up with three other linebackers who had a combined 16 snaps in the NFL.
No. No. Yeah. Not during a game.
No, this was the start. The starting linebackers, three of the four, had only played 16 snaps at linebacker in the NFL. and you on national TV. I was like,
it was so bad they didn't even let a homeboy introduce himself. They just put his picture up there,
right? Like, you saw that, right? Like, they didn't even, and then they didn't fake it. Like, they could have just read it. Like, they could have just said, Jay Foreman.
They could have did a nice little story on him or something. They said, nah. We just gonna put your picture up there. Some then dude. They panned in on his face right before the game. You know, I was thinking, I know that dude's scared.
Oh, some dude. Like, they just go, hey, Nick, he is some guy.
They picked him up like the scab replacements. Remember when they had the scab?
Oh, man, it was terrible. It was terrible. It was not a good day. The L.A. Rams at 11-4 travel to Baltimore to face the Ravens, 8-7.
I know Baltimore is getting healthy. This is somewhat of a trap game for the Rams, right, because they've been playing well, winning. Look like their defense is, you know, finally starting to play around, you know, play up to their potential. They're getting better, you know, as far as like meshing Von Miller into the defense. Ravens,
they got
destroyed last week. I know they, you know, COVID, they got some COVID, you know, issues. I'm going to still go with the Rams because I just think the Ravens are just, it's just something about them where they're not playing well this year.
Okay.
I think next year will be their year, but just not this year.
Tampa and Jets. I think we can.
Tampa.
We know what, the, yeah. what that was.
Even the, hey, even though your boy Wilson gave somebody the dead leg last
showed
week.
The feet. He showed the feet.
He gave old boy number five the dead leg from Jacksonville.
He showed the feet. Kyle Wilson was like, I've been in New York for a minute. Right. Y'all better start paying attention.
Right. Hit the stanky leg on him.
Y'all better pay attention. Jake's 8-7 Dolphins travel to Nashville to face the 10-5 Titans.
I think the glass slipper. It struck 12, right? Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Titans beat him. And then it's all the pressure on these Dolphins to get it. I guarantee you it's going to come down to that game for the Patriots against the Dolphins to get in the playoffs.
It's going to be so
I'm going to say the Titans.
Chef's kiss good. That is just make that season end properly. The Jaguars at 2-13 travel to the Patriots.
No.
9-6. Yeah.
No. It's a get back right game. Yeah. I can guarantee Belichick is pulled. All the cots, the Patriots are sleeping at the stadium.
Yep.
And he's waiting to cut somebody. They're going to have a huge snowstorm, mm-hmm. and you're going to hear about the guy not making it there,
yep.
and they're going to cut him just to get everybody's attention. New England wins.
I love all of that. The 8-7 Raiders travel to face the 9-6 Colts.
Ooh. I read where the line switched because Carson Wentz potentially could be out because of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know they reduced the days of isolation, whether you're – I don't know whether it depends if you're vaccinated or not. And the Raiders, I like the way they've played this year, even though they've lost some games I think they shouldn't have lost, and they're going to come to compete. I just think the Colts' ability to run the ball and hopefully have a quarterback that's serviceable. If Wentz plays, definitely the Colts. If he doesn't play, I'm going to say the Raiders.
Okay, so make a note, Nick. Make a note.
Asterisks.
We will give him the asterisk on this one.
But actually, you know what? I believe in the Colts. I like their quote-unquote culture. Their defense is actually pretty darn good, healthy. I'm just going to pick the Colts.
Okay, all right.
Danger. I don't need no asterisks,
they're
man.
A dangerous team.
They're more than dangerous. Yeah. They're the team that you do not want to play in the first round of the playoffs.
Sneaky big game.
Yeah.
11-4 Chiefs against the 9-6 Bengals in Cincinnati.
Ooh, woo. This might be like that. Remember that Rams game, the Chiefs, where it was like 55-54. Yeah. I think it was a Monday night game.
Yeah.
This might be it, but I'm going to pick the Chiefs because of I like the Chiefs defense better than I like the Bengals defense, even though the Chiefs defense has kind of been not playing as well. They get Jones back, and I think he's a one-man wrecking crew. I like Ingram against their offensive line, even though I will say this, even though the Bengals threw for a lot of yards last week, the Ravens were still getting home. So, and I like the Chiefs because they have a little bit more of a running game, and they've been in these games before. And so I Andy Reid and, you know, they're more of a veteran team, but the Bengals, I'm telling you, the AFC, you don't want to play the Colts. And you don't want to play the Bengals in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're correct about that. The 4-11 football Giants traveled to Chicago to face the 5-10 Bears.
I'm going to go with the Bears. The Bears found a way to win a game last week against the Seahawks. The Seahawks found a way to give them the game. Bears did enough to win. Daniel Jones is out, and I like the Bears. I like the Bears, and if Justin Fields gets in there, I like him even more. But I think the Bears defense, dealing with quarterback issues, Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace
issues. Is he fired?
Not yet.
Okay.
He won. I think if he lost last week, he was fired.
Okay.
But he won, and I think he's going to win again. He'll be fired. Was it Black Monday? They do it the Sunday after. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. The 7-8 Falcons travel to face the 9-6 Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no. It is not even a question. We are in position A.
Oh, look at we.
We are in position A.
Okay.
To win the AFC East against the Falcons, even though the Falcons are better than what people thought and better than they were. It's going to be a challenge because that offense is pretty good with Pitts and everybody else. But it's in Buffalo. It's going to be cold. Matt Ryan ain't going to be ready for that heat that we're about to bring.
All right, Nick, on some of these, I'm going to ask your opinion as well. So just, you know, kind of line that up. Get ready. 4-11 Texans traveled to the 8-7 49ers.
The Texans pulled the upset of the year last week against the Chargers, and the Chargers were doing Charger things. But I think the 49ers, regardless of Garoppolo plays and of Trey Lance, I like Trey Lance better than Mills. And I like the 49ers better than the Texans. And I hate saying it, but it is the truth. I think the 49ers have more at stake, can sneak into the playoffs. They've been playing sneaky good. And I know it's probably not the time that they really want to play Trey Lance. They might be forced. Garoppolo's trying to say that he's going to play. I doubt it. When you tear a ligament and break a bone in your throwing hand, it's going to be pretty hard for you to play. But 49ers in that run game and that defense is pretty good.
The 7-8 Denver Broncos travel to face the 8-7 Chargers.
Well, I think the Chargers are definitely on notice. I think Teddy Bridgewater is still out, and Locke is garbage. He's a good dancer. He's probably a better basketball player than he is a quarterback. So I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think they got embarrassed last week. I think they overlooked Houston, and it just ran down, you know, it got out. The avalanche started, and they couldn't, you know, stop it. I think that they come out and they win big against Denver, and Denver's defense is pretty good.
5-10 Panthers travel to the 7-8 Saints.
I'm gonna go with the Saints. They're alive, even though they lost against Miami. I think their defense played excellent. I think them being at home, and even if Ian Book plays or starts another week, and truly a week for him to get full speed reps, I think the offense will get enough points. And also, on the other side, they're just spiraling downhill. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
The Oops Bowl, 2-12 and 1 Lions travel to face the 5-10 Seahawks.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks. One last little hurrah for either Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll. One of them will be gone next year. Which would probably be Russell Wilson. He'll be somewhere else. And I think
Washington.
We could be Carolina or whoever.
Say it.
heck, I'd trade him for Daniel Jones, but, you know, that's just me. But I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
All right. This one's a doozy. The 10-5 Cardinals travel to face the 11-4 Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys. The Cardinals are spiraling
downhill. Boo that man!
The Cardinals are spiraling downhill, number one. And I read an article where Cliff Kingsbury, notoriously, his teams falter down the stretch because of their lack of physicality. With D-Hop being out, that's their whole offense, and Pocket Hercules is taking a beating. And I didn't know that he only wears one eye thing.
Yeah.
So I just thought he just was getting worn out by Aaron Donald. And so now I know. But either way, poor little dude looked bad that night against
my buddy called it child abuse
on Monday night.
He said, tell them grown men to leave that little boy alone. It's there. Nick, who you got in that one?
Oh, Cowboys.
Okay. Shut up.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't like Cliff Kingsbury.
Never mind. I didn't ask you that. The 7-8 Vikings go to Lambeau Field to face the 12-3 Packers.
The Pack, man. But I think the Vikings, it's a game. It's a rivalry game. I think the Pack wins. I think the Vikings defense is decent but can't stop Green Bay. You know, I think Mike Zimmer – I think Shafe talked about this, is that he's a defensive-minded coach, but he kind of, like, handicaps the or I don't want to say handicaps. He kind of, like, makes the offense protect the defense, and that's why the offense actually has tools to be good. And they are – he's not taking advantage of Kirk Cousins' season, right? Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook's back. You got Kirk Cousins. I know Thielen's out, but you still got Jefferson, and you got the other receiver, Osborne. You could go up tempo. You could do some things to put Green Bay on its heels, but he won't. So I'm just going to go with Green Bay because it's going to be a tighter game than I'm thinking right now. But I think Green Bay is just a better coach team.
Nick, who you got?
Green Bay. Thielen's on the IR.
Yeah.
I just don't like Minnesota right now.
Tom Stevens and Schaefer are going to track you down.
That's all right.
They're going to hunt you down. Monday Night Football. Browns at 7-8. Pittsburgh. 7-7-1. They're at Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with the Browns. Hopefully, if the game gets tight, they don't try to have Baker Mayfield match Aaron Rodgers. Well, he could probably match Ben Roethlisberger. But I like the Browns defense, even though Pittsburgh defense has, I think, the defensive player of the year in T.J. Watt. They have a guy that will be finishing top three in Myles Garrett and that. But I like their defense. They got two good corners, etc. And then I like the Browns offense better. I really do. I like their running attack. I think they have the best running attack in the league. Hopefully they lean on that a little bit more because Pittsburgh's defense looked extremely soft.
Man.
Soft.
Extra T.
Against the Chiefs.
Extra T. Extra T. Nick, who you got on the money now?
Browns. It should be easy for them. They have two of the better running backs in the league when they give them the ball.
Yeah, give them the ball.
They just got to give him the ball. Take it out of Baker Mayfield's hands, man.
Let's jump to bowl games, college bowl games, and quite a few that are slightly intriguing. Gentlemen, I will ask this. Number 14, Oregon. At number 16, Oklahoma.
Ooh, there's a lot of transition, right? And I think Mario Cristobal isn't going to coach this game. So, and you got Bob Stoops coming back from whatever role he had, right? So, like, him and Barry Alvarez just is like, hey, we'll coach at any point in any time. I'm going to go with Oklahoma considering how Oregon ended the season. And I think they might still be punch drunk from what Utah did to them. And
twice.
So, in Oklahoma, right, twice. Well, they doubled down on it. Say, look, you thought we were playing the first time. This one, we're going to just embarrass you even more in a bigger game. So,
are you back?
Yeah, you back? Yeah, on our neutral field, you know. Thank you for this trophy too. I'm gonna go with Oklahoma. I think they'll be inspired by their new coach because he's a homeboy. Mm-hmm. I think that they'll play well. I think they have a better quarterback, and I think they have a better running back as well. So I'm gonna go with them. I think the only thing that could help Oregon is that they do have a better physical, more offensive line. But I think Oklahoma will score so many points that the lack of physicality won't hurt them.
Nick, we're going to go in reverse order because we're going to jump to New Year's Day and then get to the semifinals.
Okay.
Right? So, number 9, Oklahoma State, and number 5, Notre Dame.
I'm going to go Notre Dame. I think they're the more talented team. I think Oklahoma State is actually sneaky good this year. I think their defense is really, really good, and it's been really, really good from game one to this game as well. But their offense has been makeshift. Usually it's the reverse, right? Ton of offense, no defense for Oklahoma State. It's the exact opposite this year where they got to do a lot of flat passes. I think Notre Dame has a ton of athletes, even though I think the safety is supposed to go top 5. He's not going to play. you might get the kid from up there in Omaha that might get the start. It's not Betts.
Xavier Watts.
Xavier Watts, and they said he's been playing well, and so I'm gonna be interested to watch him play. So I'm gonna go with Notre Dame.
Nick, number 15 Iowa at number 22 Kentucky.
Ooh, Wandell Robinson against his old cats, though. I think when he got hit from that Iowa, I remember the thing they say he got hit by that dude from Iowa. He said, "Man, I don't want no more of this."
Right? Like I need.
So
to,
now
I need
the dude
move.
Gonna say, "Well, don't matter, you in Kentucky, homeboy.
Remember me?
I'm back.
Remember me?
Yeah. Rat a tat tat.
Who you got, Jay? Who you got?
I got. I'm gonna go with Kentucky. Here's why: because Kentucky's offense is more explosive. I think what they do on offense kind of is supposedly Iowa's kryptonite, right? Mm-hmm. Pass and spread you out. I think Wandell will play a big factor in that. But I like Kentucky's defense to be able to withstand Iowa's running game because Iowa doesn't have a quarterback. Okay. So I'm gonna go with Kentucky.
Nick, who you got?
Kentucky as well for all those same reasons.
Okay, all right. Citrus Bowl. That was the Citrus Bowl. Rose Bowl. Number 11, Utah versus number 6, Ohio State.
I was thinking about this as those guys declared.
Right.
I know Utah is going to be amped, but I know Ryan Day.
Utah getting that tail.
Is
Utah
pissed.
Is getting.
I'm going with Ohio State.
Utah
I'm
is
going with Ohio
that.
State okay. Because I know Ohio State has first round. Their fifth guy is going to be. He's actually an NFL player.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, but I'm just even the guy that you don't even know about, yeah. Right? The guy that's been sitting around in a red shirt that might got 10 catches, he can get down. I like the running back. I don't think Utah will be able to punk them the way that they did Oregon.
Oh, I think they
– And I'm going to tell you this. Ohio State's going to be motivated by not being in that Big Ten champ. They ain't just going to go out there and say, you know, we're just going to play the Rose Bowl and let's get into the offseason.
I think opposite. I think this is a letdown for them.
Oh, no.
I think the big poly boys on both sides of the ball for Utah is going to use brick hands and right. Buckeyes are like, wait a minute, we just came
now,
to party.
Now, I will say
what
this.
Y'all talk about real football.
I say this. I'm picking Ohio State. But if Utah, by chance, comes out and does the haka.
Yep.
It's over.
Oh, yeah. It's a wrap.
It's over.
It's a wrap.
So, if I'm Ryan Day, I'm talking to the bowl committee and say, that is disrespectful if you let them do the haka. You better start saying it's against, like, your principles, religion, or something. And not let them do the haka. Because if they get them boys doing the haka.
The first time I saw it, I was on an opposing sideline. And they marched over. This was Hunter High School, and they walked over to Taylorsville side. And Jay,
yeah, they be
did
serious.
Nobody warn me? Right. Like, did nobody warn me?
Yeah, I ain't.
Nick, these dudes had the full face paint, and their offensive line at a high school was 270, 280, 285. Yeah. They had a little dude that played center at 265 and a 350-pound left tackle, Ray Finger. They came over and did the hockey. Jay, I was like, man, I put my whistle in my pocket. I was like.
I'm not the coach.
Like,
that's that be looking serious. They look like they're really ready to fight.
I am not ready for this. Whatever is going on. All right. Does Baylor beat Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl?
Oh. I like Baylor this year. I like their defense. I like Aranda. But I like Ole Miss, though. And I like their defense.
Is Corral playing?
I don't know.
Ole Miss played really, really well against Indiana last year in the bowl game, so I think they'll be prepared. I'm gonna go with Ole Miss.
Okay. Nick, come on.
I'll go with Baylor. I like their defense quite a bit, actually.
All right.
They shut down Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship game.
Two big games on Friday night. Two big ones. One's Friday afternoon. Number 4, Cincinnati versus number 1, Alabama in the Sun Bowl. The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Let me get that right. I don't want people coming after me.
You talking about who against in the Sun? Who's in the Sun Bowl?
Number 4, Cincinnati. This is the playoff semifinal.
It's the Sun Bowl?
This is semifinal. No, they're in the Cotton Bowl. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was having fun. I saw the Tony the Tiger. That's Washington State and Central Michigan.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Number 4, Cincinnati. Number 1, Alabama in the Cotton Bowl.
It's Alabama.
Nick?
Yeah,
it's Alabama.
Okay. I think the spread is 13.5. I think they cover that comfortably.
Okay. All right. Number three, Georgia. Number two, Michigan. Oh, this is in the Orange Bowl.
This is a straight up white knuckle street fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with Georgia. They're going to be bankhand bouncing all over those preppy cats from Michigan.
It's a shorter trip to Miami.
But here's the – I think
– Michigan's going to travel, but I –
But it's not even about – Georgia has – Georgia's strength and Michigan's strength. Georgia, they just ain't never seen nothing like that. And it's actually easier for Georgia to play against Michigan than, say, Alabama. And I think that Georgia's offense – which the only good thing came out of getting beat by Alabama is actually their offense was able to keep up in theory with Alabama.
If Nebraska's defensive front gave Michigan the blues, man, them grown men from Georgia.
But to see the thing is what people don't understand with them brothers from Georgia. Hey, man, them brothers play they going to be on one. They going to be playing differently. Do you understand?
Right.
They going to be coming with bad intentions.
Like, seriously.
They ain't playing no games with you right now.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be – Nick, who you got?
I got Michigan.
You got Michigan. You're going to be loyal to the victory.
Because Michigan is along the lines of Pius X.
No, not at all. I just think their offense is better than Georgia's, and they're going to be able – their defense is going to be able to do just enough. What's Georgia going to do at quarterback? Is Stenson Bennett really going to lead
them? They're going to play Adrian Martinez.
Yeah, true. Is Stenson Bennett really the answer to lead them to a college football playoff win?
Look, that defense
it's the battle. Whatever quarterback doesn't lose it. And hopefully they get Pickens in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's a big part.
If they can get Pickens in the game, it's going to loosen up that Michigan defense. Because listen here. Don't think Michigan's defense isn't going to come to play. And I'm telling you right now, they've been hearing everything about Georgia for months on end, and Georgia's this. Did you see the dead leg? Purdy gave him the dead leg.
Well, the one dude just flat out tripped and fell on his face.
That's a turf monster. So,
Jay's old friend.
Right?
Okay. Hey, man, old friend.
That was because them. Oh, there he goes. Hey. Them hamstrings ain't open. No,
he tried to stride out farther.
In bowl practice, he's like, oh, I would have had him, and he hadn't opened up like that, and then them feet was heavy.
No, you out there, no, my coach used to call it, out there hugging ghosts.
Yeah. And once you go down, once you going down like that, and you ain't got your feet up in there, it's just a matter of time.
Oh, man, they're like, dude, you hugging Casper. Casper wasn't even there, bro. He was missing. All right, we'll throw the break. We'll let Jay get out of here. We'll come back one more half hour. Of Old School, me and Nick will carry the mail and get you through the rest of the show.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.